From the very beginning, God's Word gives us an opportunity to choose life or death. Casting doubt on the truth of the Bible, Satan has gradually distorted and disfigured it. How is God's Word relevant and adequate for today?
I love that this book, you really walk your readers through what the Bible is.
Yes, I really was in first year seminary that I really began to understand what it means from Genesis to Revelation as one book, one unit, one theme runs through it, and how God, in His wisdom, in His sovereignty, protected those 1,600 years of time. And these authors were professionals. They were men, they were women, they were shepherds, they were doctors, they were from all walks of life. And yet, because the Holy Spirit is the overall author, they all tell the same stories. And I said, my life was revolutionized by that. Can I make that possible? Can I make it understandable to a layman rather than in a theological seminary? And so that is the burden behind this book, is to help everyone.
In How to Read the Bible as If Your Life Depends on It, Dr. Michael Youssef offers us a fresh appreciation of the Bible. Trained as an anthropologist and armed with over 50 years of experience studying and teaching the Word, Dr. Youssef is uniquely equipped to show us how to understand the full scope of the Bible. Discover the incredible unity of Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. Get your copy of How to Read the Bible as If Your Life Depends on It for your gift of any amount today.
Biblical literacy has reached a very low ebb in our culture today. While general knowledge has been on the increase in the last 100 years, biblical knowledge has been reaching a lower and lower ebb. Even non-believers in the past, they used to have some biblical knowledge. They used to have some understanding or some knowledge of some stories from the Bible, and you can still hear it today, but no more. And the reason for this is that our postmodern culture has invaded every aspect of life. Our postmodern thinking has replaced biblical worldview. Our postmodern culture thinking has erasing the knowledge of the Scripture. Today, I want us to focus on how we got here. How did we get here? How did we reach this abysmal condition, this abysmal state of biblical illiteracy in the West? 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, it says that the people of Issachar, that's the tribe of Issachar, were wise. But why were they wise? Because the Bible said they had understanding of the times in which they lived. And my beloved special friends, I want to tell you, if there is a desperate need today, it is to understand the times in which we live. It is to discern how we got to this state that we're in. It is to understand all of the facts that brought us to such abysmal state as far as biblical knowledge is concerned. It is to know where we have fallen, repent, and turn to the Lord. A few moments ago when I began, I talked about our postmodern culture. I have no doubt some of you did not know what that means, but you nodded your head. But you're in good company. I spent many years in graduate school hearing professors use big words I didn't understand, but I nodded my head. Historians have divided the history, AD, after Christ, into three segments. They said there is pre-modern, modern, and post-modern. And I'm going to tell you about each one of them very, very quickly. The pre-modern time began with the collapse of the Roman Empire in the 4th century, when Constantine made Christianity to be the religion of the Roman Empire, the official religion of the Roman Empire. People from that moment on, they began to interpret reality in terms of their relationship with God. That was the beginning of this pre-modern culture. Their worldview were colored by the knowledge of the Bible. Remember, that was the time of St. Augustine. I have preached about him many times. It's the time of the great early Christian fathers who fought heresies in Egypt and in modern-day Turkey and in Antioch and in all these churches where heresies are coming in from every direction regarding the Trinity. And these early fathers fought them and succeeded. And as a result, we have the Nicene Creed that was written in the city of Nicaea 325. But gradually, the Word of God and the worldview became distorted. It became disfigured. And the power and the authority that was in the Word of God shifted to the Roman Catholic Church, which ushered what the historians call the modern period, the 14th century. And during the modern period, there were two competing worldviews. Listen very carefully, because this is very important. Two competing worldviews. And those competing worldviews have replaced pre-modern to a modern time. What are these two competing worldviews? The Reformation, and the Reformation came first, followed by the Renaissance, or Renaissance, as some have pronounced it. Either way is fine. I want to stop here for a moment and tell you that whenever God is doing something great, Satan is nipping at the heels. And that's what happened. The Reformation opened the eyes of the population of Europe. But what happened, the Renaissance came nipping at its heel and hijacked the Reformation. The Renaissance gradually fought against Reformed theology and made man to be the center stage instead of what the Reformation said, that God and His Word at the center stage. Slowly but surely, in Western civilization, man displaced God. And the cry of the time was, I think, therefore I am. Now, here's the important point. Secularism, which we now see in spades, secularism is the direct descendant of the Renaissance. See, everything is connected. One historian claimed that this was the time when God was dethroned and man was enthroned. This was the time when humanism and the natural world began to replace biblical worldview. This was the beginning of the marginalizing of the supernatural. Mercifully, there was a group of good and godly men and women who tried to escape from this horrors of the Renaissance and the persecution of Christians, and make no mistake about it, Christians were persecuted in Europe. I'm talking about faithful Christians, Bible-believing Christians. And so these men and women, these godly men and women, wanted to escape from the toxic environment in European culture and the persecution. They sought to found and build a biblical society in the new world, where the Word of God occupies the center stage and not man. And thus, they landed on Plymouth Rock. Can I get a thank you, God? Don't you ever believe anybody tells you that America was founded on anything other than the Bible, the Word of God. But as often the case, even in this brave new world, even in the people who wanted to found a new world built and based upon the Word of God and the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the godly founders of this nation who came and wanted to have a nation built on biblical truth. But as always the case, I told you, Satan always nips at the heels. And by the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th centuries, ushered the attitude that man can do all things, not through Christ who strengthens him, but if he puts his mind to it. Have you heard that before? You see, and this attitude unleashed what has now become known as postmodern period of history in which we now live, although even some historians are saying that we are coming out of that, but we never know normally until we look back. I want to make sure, before we know where we are, that we know how we got here. Now, I pray God, please God, that from this place, God would ignite an awakening, a revival that would usher forth a godly remnant that will stand strong against the current of culture. Question. What are the characteristics of postmodern thought that is now flooding our schools, university campuses, workplace, entertainment industry, social life, and the tragedy of all tragedies, some churches? Here's a sample of postmodern thought, and I know you will be familiar with this. The pursuit of truth is meaningless. The idea of morality is obsolete. The sanctity of marriage between husband and a man and a woman, husband and wife, is archaic. The authority of any shape, form, any authority, is to be despised. Honesty, oh, that's just for the fools. Truth is relative. Therefore, it's your truth, my truth, his truth, and all the truths are fine except the Christian truth, because it's absolute truth. If you say there is absolute truth, they will hound you down. They will hound you down, and they'll tell you that you are intolerant and you are bigoted and you don't deserve even to be accepted in society. You have to be armed for the battle, because all of these falsehoods are in books, in the academia, in the court systems, even it's in businesses, it's in the boardroom, it's on the floors, and on the shop floors, it's in the movies, the television industry. And sadly, yes, it has invaded many a church. Everywhere you go, you meet the foot soldiers of postmodern culture. Everywhere you go, there are foot soldiers. These foot soldiers are ready to pounce on you, to intimidate you, to silence you, to hound you down and beat you down emotionally until you surrender to them. And before long, you find yourself beginning to talk like they talk, and you begin to defend their arguments under the guise of love, and then you begin to adopt your biblical convictions to their worldview, and you become anxious to be accepted by these vicious soldiers of the foot soldiers of postmodernism. And so you begin to reinterpret the Bible. We're seeing that happening all over the place. They're reinterpreting the Bible. They're rewriting the Bible in order to be accepted by those soldiers of political correctness. You may ask, well, Michael, what are the characteristics by which we can recognize this cultural invasion of postmodernism? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I want to tell you. And I have five characteristics that help you recognize falsehood. And I'm telling you, every one of those can only be combated by reading, believing, heeding, and obeying the Word of God. First of all, when you hear all truths are equally valid, or every opinion is equally correct, when you hear it put this way, you know you're dealing with a foot soldier of postmodernism. When you hear them say, those in authority have no right to exercise their authority, that the husbands have no right to be the spiritual leaders in their homes, that the parents have no right to instruct their children. In fact, some are working on making that to be illegal. We say, what about the authority of the Word of God? They will say, oh, this is just the church's way of enslaving people. What about the absolutes of God? Oh, that's just your interpretation. When you try to defend the truth and the fact that the Bible said there is right and there is wrong, they say, yes, the Bible is an archaic book and no longer relevant to the 21st century. Second way to recognize, second characteristic by which you recognize these foot soldiers of postmodernism is style more important than substance. Outward appearance is far more important than inward commitment. Now, beloved, listen to me. That is why the fastest growing profession is the spin doctors. Spin doctors are not only in politics, they are everywhere. Spin doctors are hired in businesses, they are hired even by some churches are employing spin doctors. Postmodern thinking says, you create the impression you want to create. Impression is everything. Appearance is all that matters. Packaging is more important than content. Outward appearance is more important than inward reality. And that is why Hollywood make-belief has blurred reality. Thirdly, the third characteristic of postmodern thinking is this. Words have no inherent meanings. What do I mean by this? A word may mean one thing to you and mean something else to another person and mean something else to me. The same word they're talking about. Same word. Dictionary definition of words do not mean anything anymore. Some people sometimes hear me preach my heart out from the Word of God, and they would walk out and say, well, that's just his opinion. Fourth characteristics of postmodernism thinking, which overwhelming our culture today, it is this. They put it in different ways. Just watch for it. Western civilization is oppressive. Other civilizations are much better. And so now, they take civic studies out of curriculums, removing them out. Remember, it was Western civilization that originally was founded upon the Reformation, the Reformation theology, not the Renaissance. The Renaissance hijacked the Reformation. It is Western civilization that brought about the technology that we all enjoy, that brought about all the freedoms that we have in our constitutions. No matter what you say, they say Western civilization is out. Other civilizations are in. Aristotle logic is out. Eastern mysticism is in. George Washington is out. The Dalai Lama is in. Here's their argument. Because Western civilization has been built on Judeo-Christian thought, therefore it is oppressive. Father God is out. Mother Earth is in. Fifth characteristics in this postmodern culture is where thinking has been replaced by feelings. Some of you read my book, When the Crosses Are Gone. Well, that book thesis is I'm showing how in seven aspects of life, including education, the environment, in all these aspects, your feelings, all that matters. Thinking is out, feeling is in. And so Christians in the past, when they shared the gospel, they appealed to a person's intellect. That no more. Now, in postmodern culture, where feelings and emotions of each individual person and your value, your own personal value, that's all that matters, we cannot appeal to intellect anymore. In the past, when we disagreed with non-Christians, we used to think, well, they're sadly mistaken. Still love them. But in the postmodern culture, When we disagree, we assume that all views are correct with someone except the Christian faith. ABC. Anything but Christians. It is appearance, remember? It's appearance. In modernism, knowledge was vitally important. In postmodernism, one's opinion is the most important thing in the world. And those opinions are not driven by what is right and what is wrong, what is truth and what is falsehood. No. But how many people like it? Let me appeal to you. If you are exposed to postmodern thinking and postmodern culture 16 hours a day, I can tell you that coming to church 2 hours a week is not going to neutralize the impact and the effect of that culture. It's just fact. It's just a fact. Today, Satan has succeeded in neutralizing the power of the Word of God. Just as he succeeded with Adam and Eve, he's succeeding today. Back then, he brought doubt into our first parents' minds as to the authenticity and the truthfulness and the authority of what God said. Today, he's doing the same thing with Christians. Back then, he managed to convince Adam and Eve that God's word was taken out of context. They're not relevant for them for the day. It wasn't adequate for their needs. It wasn't really for their good. And my goodness, it's not designed to make them happy. Hello. You can't be happy and believe in God and read His Word on a daily basis and grow in knowledge of Christ. Satan will tell you that God is a killjoy. Now, beloved, Satan's deception has never changed. Let me tell you something about Satan. He's a one-trick pony. He really is. He's a one-trick pony. He's not very creative. God is a creative God. All creativity comes from God. Satan is an imitator. What he did thousands of years ago in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, he's doing today with professing Christians. You do not need to read, believe, and obey the Bible, do you? Why? Why? Why do you do that? Because if you read it, it's going to tell you that sin is lawlessness, that sin is of the devil, that sin is evil, that sin is an affront to a holy God. Why would you read, believe, and obey the Word of God when it tells you that immorality is a rebellion against God, when in reality it's a matter of taste? Why would you read, believe, and obey the Bible when it says God's Word is the final authority, when in reality you are the final authority? You have the final word over your life and body. Why would you read, believe, and obey the Bible to find out what is good and what is evil? You decide for yourself what is right and what is wrong. Hear me right, please. I'm getting close to the end. The Bible answer to Satan's deception is found in Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seems right to man, but in the end, it will lead to death. If you want to live, I mean really live, read, believe, and obey God's word. But if you want death, though you might be living, then ignore it. If you want life and life abundant, drink deeply from the spring waters of the Word of God and be satisfied. If you choose the wilderness of slow death, you stay in the desert of postmodernism. If you want life, then allow the power of the Word of God to change your behavior. But if you want death, follow Satan's deception and doubt its authority. If you want life, then treasure the Word of God as your daily possession. But if you choose death, then devalue the Word of God and squander it. If you want life, then let the Word of God strengthen you and strengthen your stand so you may stand against the current of culture. But if you choose death, then you can go with the flow with all of the dead fishes. From the very beginning, God gives us an opportunity to choose life or death. Life or death. In the garden, Adam and Eve chose death, and they were thrown out of the garden. In the wilderness, God said to his people through Moses, you can choose life or death. And then later on, Joshua said to them, choose this day whom you'll obey. Today, God's Spirit simply speaking to everyone at the sound of my voice. But please listen, this is God's word. This is not my words. I am incapable. This is God's word. And God's word is saying to everyone here and watching around the world, choose life. Choose life. Choose life. Say it with me. Choose life. Shout it so the devil can hear it.
In the book, How to Read the Bible, I wanted to show everyone that the Bible is one unit from Genesis to Revelation. And the body of believers, they are slowly but surely becoming doubtful about the Word of God. You know, when you figure out that 18% of Christians, that's the Christians, I'm not saying the non-believers, 18% of them read the Bible on a regular basis, that breaks my heart. Some preachers even are moving away from the Old Testament. Some are saying we need to be unhitched from the Old Testament, that we can't trust the Old Testament. People in the pew, they take what the preacher says and they're always quoting the preacher, quoting the preacher. I tell people, don't quote me, quote the Bible. That's the Word of God. You need to read it, you need to study it, and you need to apply it to your life because it is a power for living. The reason I worked for 50 years to write this book is because I want to make it so simple that a freshman in college or a freshman even in seminary, before they go in and delve deep into the Word of God and their commentaries and their critics and this and that and the other thing, you read that book, it builds a foundation on which you stand. You will be blessed as you read and study this book as an aid to help you. It's not in the place of, but it is to help you to understand and grow deeper and therefore stronger in your Christian walk.
For a limited time, for your gift of any amount, Leading the Way will send you your own copy of How to Read the Bible as if your life depends on it. By partnering with Leading the Way, you'll be helping others fall in love with the simple truth and beauty of God's Word as Dr. Youssef and Leading the Way spread the good news of Jesus to a world desperately in need. Reclaim the wonder and awe of God's Word. Get your copy of How to Read the Bible as if your life depends on it for your gift of any amount today. Check out Leading the Way's smartphone app. With the Leading the Way app, you can watch recent episodes of Leading the Way, listen to sermon series, as well as read special daily devotionals written by Dr. Youssef. You can even watch Leading the Way live events on your mobile device. Just search for Leading the Way on your Apple, Android, or Amazon Fire device to download the app today. Passionately proclaiming uncompromising truth, Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef thanks you for your faithful support through your continued prayers and gifts.